The Doc City Geek Dictating a Progress on Shirley Wallace, Nesimans, WALLAC, first name is SHIRLEY, date of birth is 3/30/1940, date of visit is 1/23/13. This is a 72-year-old female seen by me for a follow-up. Her patient was recently hospitalized with due to CVA with left-sided hemiplegia. Period patient has been doing therapy. She is feeling better. Patient's main complaint is pain in her both knees. Period. Denies any shortness of breath or cough. Past medical history, she has, in addition to CVA, she has hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, breast cancer, hypertension, allergies, codeine, medications listed in the chart reviewed by me. Physical exam, at the time of exam, she is reclining in a chair quietly, looks comfortable. Vital signs, temperature is 98.6, pulse 78, respirations 20, blood pressure 122/66, biopsy is 98% on room air, lungs have decreased, breast sound and breast otherwise clear, heart is finished to pulse, heart sounds are regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, extremity has bilateral edema, knee joint does not have any swelling or crepitus, period. Assessment plan number one, status for CVA, continue physical therapy for rehab. Next number, hypertension controlled. She's currently not on any antihypertensives. Next number, bilateral knee pain, continue Ultram PRN. If pain is not adequately controlled, we may add another analgesic, period. End of dictation, thank you. The Doc City Dictating a Progress Note, Mr. Paul Lockwood, last name is LOCKWOOD, first name is PAUL, date of birth is 9/1/1939, date of visit is 1/23/13. This is a 73-year-old male who was recently hospitalized due to renal failure, period. Patient was hydrated intravenously, period. Once her kidney function improved, he was sent back to this facility, period. Patient has multiple complaints at this point, period. Patient stated that he has very poor appetite, he can only eat few bites, period. His nausea has improved, period. Patient has lost some weight, period. He denies dysphagia, period. He has a history of esophageal stricture, STRICTURE, period. He has seen his gastroenterologist about 3 years ago who did a esophageal dilatation, period. Patient also wishes to be referred to his family physician for continued medical care, period. Past medical history, in addition, he has type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, anemia, chronic disease, allergies, penicillin, medication listed in the chart, physical exam. At the time of exam, he is reclining in a chair quietly, looks comfortable, does not appear to be in any distress. Temperature is 98.0, pulse 66, respirations 20, blood pressure 122/68. Lungs have decreased, breast sound and breast otherwise clear, heart is finished to pulse, heart sounds are regular, abdomen obese, soft, non-tender, no masses are felt, extremity has bilateral pedal edema. Assessment plan number one, anorexia. At this point, I will place him on Megace 800 mg suspension PO daily, refer him to his gastroenterologist. Next number, type 2 diabetes, acute checks are reviewed, they are under good control, continue sliding scale coverage and land test 20 units daily. Next number, hypertension control, continue amlodipine and Coreg, avoid AC inhibitor because of recent history of renal dysfunction. Next number, acute renal failure. Avoid nephrotoxins, repeat a BMP. Next number, should the patient wishes, his care will be transferred to his family physician, Dr. Escovar, ESCOVAR. End of report. Thank you.